Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
Welcome to the new Transition Radio. This is Paula Shaw, here with my new co-host, Kendi Foster. Welcome, Ken. I'm so excited to have you working with me.
Paula, I am so excited to work with you. This has been a while in the planning, and this is an exciting show. I can hardly wait to tell our guests what's coming up.
We're going to have so much fun together. We are going to have a wonderful time. And may I say to those of you who have been listening to Transition Radio for the last year and a half, that Don Meredith, my former co-host, has just moved on to other things that he's prioritizing now. And we wish him well, and we thank him for all the great shows that he contributed to.
Well, Don's been mentoring me for a little while now, telling me all the best practices of the show and what's worked and what hasn't worked. So he's been a total blessing in my life. So, Don, I wish you well, and thank you for creating this amazing spot that I can step into with Paula.
Yes. So what do we have coming up today, Ken?
You know, this is an exciting show because it's our premiere show. It's our kickoff show here. Mm-hmm. So what's coming up on this show is we're going to talk about how to deal with politics and wars. We're going to talk about questions to change your life. The Alternative Way is a new segment for the show. These are new ways to heal old injuries today. We're going to be talking about that. And we're also going to be talking about how to get what you want, success habits that actually work.
Oh, I bet you everybody out there needs some of those. I know we all do, right? I mean, we get an idea about something we want to do, and then we fall back into old patterns that aren't really working well.
Well, I don't know about you, but for me, if I don't have a pattern in my life, a success habit, what happens is I tend to just fall back into my old ways. I mean, I'm like everybody else, you know. If I could just stay in bed all day, I might do that.
Right? There are days when that looks really appealing.
Yeah, it does. Those old cloudy days, little rain.
Oh, I know.
Do I really want to get out of bed today? I don't think so.
I know.
So we're going to talk about some habits that can really make that work. But first, I think we want to jump into our current events. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot going on today in the world.
Yes.
We have Syria that we just bombed. We have Afghanistan. We put the largest bomb ever, a non-nuclear bomb.
The mother of bombs, yes.
We've got North Korea right now that, you know, if things don't change around, it could change everything for a lot of people, including all of us, right? So I think there's a lot of fear out there, Paula. I think it's the fear of the unknown. Like, what is going to happen? Mm-hmm. And I know that we're talking about it in our family. We're talking about it with my friends and associates and our business associates.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a topic.
People are coming into my office left and right who really can't focus on what's going on in their own lives because they're so fearful. They're so fearful that we're looking at the eve of destruction, you know, that this could turn into a massive world war. And I know just the other day, my son said to me, do you know what the sites are that they're going to bomb if North Korea drops any bombs? And I said, no, I don't. And I wanted to say, and I don't think I want to. And he said San Diego was one of them because of our huge military presence. So you can see how people can just steamroll with these things, over-focus on them, and almost be incapacitated to do anything else. So let's talk a little bit about what do you do, Ken? What do I do to avoid falling in the downward spiral of fear?
Well, the first thing I think about is it a realistic fear or is it something that hasn't happened yet that I'm in the future with that I'm worrying about?
Yeah.
And I think what we're talking about here is something that really hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, for me, it's about getting present with current reality, okay? Mm-hmm. What is it that's going on today in my life? What is it that I can look at and I have power over. I can actually control my destiny, right? You know, I'm a spiritual guy, and one of the things I do on a consistent basis is, you know, if I feel like I'm powerless, then I tune in and I'll say some prayers, you know? I think that personally feels fulfilling to me.
Yes.
That's some of the tools. But, you know, fear is a funny little animal, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I think about, because, you know, with my background in addictive disorders, I've been to a lot of AA meetings over the years. And I know that I've had clients who say, yeah, but I don't believe in God. You know, so what if you don't have a belief in a supreme being? Who then do you lean on when things get really scary? And I think one of the things that I have heard that is very helpful is then lean on what's real in your life, the love that's present, the people who mean something to you. You know, focus on that reality if you are one of those people that just doesn't happen to believe in something bigger than yourself as a supreme being. I think it's also important that we choose what we focus on. One of my favorite teachers, Abraham Hicks, says, pick a thought that feels better. And you know, I know what my clients are always saying, well, I can't help it. This is what's happening. I mean, how can I not focus on it? How can I not think about it? But the truth is, yes, we can help it. The one thing we do have control over in our lives is what we focus on and what we give importance to.
And I'll just plus that, because what we focus on, we will feel in our body, right? Think about when you focus on the world's going to end, life will never be like it is. How do you feel? You probably don't feel too empowered. You might feel hurt or scared or sad, or you'll go through a feeling that maybe you don't want to feel. So I think it's like you're saying, we got to really focus on what we want to feel, right?
Yes.
You know, I came from a family that were chronic warriors. Now, they were spiritual, but they still loved to worry, right? I think we had a culture of worry in my family. And so we're always in the future thinking about what could possibly happen, what's going to happen if we don't take immediate actions. So there is a part with fear that I learned how to use it to really generate the results I want. And I think it was expressed to me by one of my clients a while back, a couple of years ago. His name was Alan Robinson. Alan is has been the double for Tom Hanks in four of his movies, and including Sully. So we were talking about Sully at the time, and Alan said, Ken, fear, I use fear to empower me as a stuntman. I said, well, how do you do that? He says, well, think about this. I go up in a hot air balloon, and that's, you know, I've got fear about that. And, you know, and he says, then I jump out of the hot air balloon on a bungee, right? Mm-hmm. And as the bungee comes back up, he says, I cut the cord. And then I free fall down to the ground. And at the very last minute, I pull the chute and land. He said, at each one of those segments, I have fear. He says, but what I do is I think about the fear and I mitigate the fear by planning out my steps that I need on each segment so that I have no fear. So I invite our audience to think about that. You know, if you have fear in your life, why don't you use it to empower you and ask yourself, what can I do to mitigate that fear?
That's a great idea. And another thing that I would like to point out, coming from the world of energy psychology that I do and using a lot of mind-body techniques in my work, I know that whatever we focus on, we feed energy to. And whatever we feed energy to is going to grow. So do you want to grow what you fear, or do you want to grow a solution? So I love what you're saying, because if you go to work, you know, now figuring out the steps to mitigate that fear or what you'll do in the event that that should happen, there's a feeling of power there then, rather than powerlessness, because this whole big world is scary and it's out of our control.
It is out of our control if we feel it's out of our control. And yet the control is really between the two ears. In fact, you know, as you know, Paula, and this is what I've been doing for 21 years, yeah, working as a business strategist and a life coach, mm-hmm, is helping people to really take responsibility for what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Because what we're thinking, what we're focusing on, is outpicturing in our life in different ways. In fact, I challenge you to look around your environment right now and think about everything that where you are and what's in that environment is really just an outpicturing of your mind. Maybe it was a dream that you once had. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in one of my dreams today in the studio with you, Paula. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing dream, right? Mm. But it was a thought first. I thought about it.
Right.
I thought about, you know, and by the way, it was intimidating for me at first to, mm-hmm, think about doing a show for many, many reasons. But, you know, it's like I've done this long enough to know that, well, we take each step of the way, there's a fear, but each step of the way, we find our courage to overcome that.
Yes.
Right? So yes. That courage helps us to outpicture in our life what we really want to get.
Yeah. And it's so important, that point you're making, that what you're focusing on inside is what you're going to create in the exterior.
Yeah. So, you know, what we're talking about isn't something that's brain science or something that most people haven't heard. But what I challenge our listeners to do is to think about the fears that are in your life right now and think about what you can do to mitigate those. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's around, the eve of destruction, right? If you're thinking that the world is falling apart, you know, we're all in transition. Things are transitioning. That's all about transition radio, right?
That's it.
But, you know, I challenge you, look at where you feel like things are falling apart and ask yourself, is this, you know, is my thinking fear-based thinking? Am I feeling disempowered? Or is my thinking about how to overcome the challenges in my life, am I feeling empowered?
I love that. I love that. And let's talk about what's coming up in our next segment, because we're about to go to a little break.
Gosh, that went quick, Paula. Our next segment is going to be so exciting. We've got a segment called Questions to Change Your Life. We also have the alternative way, and this is the one we're going to talk about, new ways to heal old injuries, maybe new injuries, and how to get what you want, success habits that really work.
Very cool. And we'll be back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change with you in just a moment.
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken Foster with my co-host Paula Shaw on Transition Radio, exploring the world of change with you. In this segment, we're going to talk about questions that can change your life. You know, Paula, I know you're aware of this, but I don't know if our listeners are. 2003, I wrote a book called Ask and You Will Succeed. Mm. And the reason I wrote that book is I've been coaching for many years at that point, and I found that if clients asked the right questions, they could actually start to focus on what they needed to, mm-hmm, and start to attract in their life what they needed to make the changes that they wanted.
Yes.
Right? That's simple. Mm-hmm. Right? So we're going to be talking about questions today that I believe are some of the most powerful questions that we can use to actually change our life.
You know, one of the things I love about this idea of asking the right questions, too, is, you know, we know how powerful the subconscious mind is. It's 95% of our mind functioning versus 5% with the conscious mind. And, you know, clients ask me all the time, well, why aren't my affirmations working? I'm saying all these positive things, but, you know, it's not turning out exactly the way I want it to. Well, what we know happens sometimes is, for example, if there's no money in your bank account and you are constantly saying an affirmation, I am so abundant, money flows to me so easily. What may be happening is your subconscious mind may be going, yeah, right. that's not true. And now it gets busy finding all the reasons why that isn't true. So it's not on board with what you really want to achieve and change. But the idea of these questions now gets the subconscious mind busy finding the answers and thereby attracting in reality the circumstances and all of what you need to then have that reality be true.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And even though the subconscious mind, like you said, is running 95% of most people out there, there is that 5% that is the conscious mind. And mm-hmm. the conscious mind can override the subconscious mind if we're aware of that, if we understand that, and if we understand how to use it. And one of the ways we can do that is, like you said, is with questions. So we invite you to write down some of the questions that we're going to be talking about today, because these are questions that can really change your life. Paula, you want to introduce our first question?
Yeah, I love this one. And this one was asked to me a while back in a workshop. And boy, my list was long. I hate to admit it, but it's true. And the question is, what are you tolerating?
So what are you tolerating? Let's think about that. You know, that's a general question, but I like to use it in my practice in being specific. What are you tolerating in your business life right now?
Mm-hmm.
What are you tolerating in your relationships? What are you tolerating in your family life?
Mm-hmm.
What are you tolerating with finances, with money? Maybe you're tolerating not saving. Maybe you're tolerating not having a retirement. Maybe you're tolerating not making enough money.
Exactly.
Right?
And it can even be, what are you tolerating in your physical environment?
Mm.
You know, that scratch that needs fixing, or that spot on the carpet, or those things that aggravate you a little bit every day, but you just go, oh, I don't have time.
And by the way, this isn't a self-effacement exercise. This isn't for you to go, oh, I'm tolerating X, Y, Z, and I feel bad about it. And you just told me don't focus on it because I'm going to feel bad. No. This is what we call an introspection exercise, where you're just introspecting, you're looking inside of yourself, you're being real, you're connecting to reality, and you're just saying, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, am I tolerating, my health isn't that great. Maybe my health's a 6 or 7. So I'm tolerating it being a 6 or 7. That's
right.
Fine.
Or my weight isn't where I really want it to be.
Yeah. It's just noticing where you are. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. Do you think we can really change if we don't acknowledge what we need to change?
Exactly. Awareness has to come first, right?
Awareness. We have to acknowledge it.
Yes.
Right? And just because we acknowledge it, a lot of people have acknowledged that, oh, yeah, I'd like to lose 10 pounds or 20 pounds. And they get on the bandwagon, they set the goal, but then what happens?
They lose heart somewhere along the way because it becomes difficult.
That's right. So you know the cool thing about Transition Radio is we're going to give you some of the solutions from hundreds of individuals that I've interviewed and Paula's interviewed, and some of the wisdom that we've acquired over the years.
Yes.
To actually solve those challenges about... You set a goal, then all of a sudden something comes in the way,
mm-hmm.
and you stop. But I think we acknowledge that, but the first step here is to make a commitment, right? So that's our second question today.
Yeah, so the second question is, you know, what are you willing to commit to? What are you willing to commit to changing? Because now we have awareness, let's say, as you go through this process, now you have awareness of the things you want to change, and you need to change them. And what are you going to do? What are you willing to do? And here, I want to caution our listeners here, because every year, in the beginning of the year, I write a blog about resolutions and what a pretty much a disaster they are for most people. And part of the reason is because we get too focused on the negative. Like, we tend to think we did something wrong, now we gotta fix it, instead of setting a goal of how we want things to be better. So I say, set this goal of what you're committed to changing. Don't make it so huge that you're setting yourself up for failure. And make it something that's truly important to you. Because when it gets tough, and there are always moments when we don't want to do something, we were just talking about that getting out of bed some days is a challenge. When it gets tough, it has to be that part of you that in your heart and in your soul that really wants this to be different, that's going to carry you through to keep taking the new action.
Absolutely. You know, and I want to acknowledge there's a lot of people that don't like even the word goal. And so that's fine. Mm-hmm. We'll call it intention. What's mm-hmm. your intention?
Beautiful.
What would you like to do? I remember interviewing a woman by the name of Louise Hay, who is the founder of Hay House Publishing, one of the largest self-help publishing companies in the world. And I asked Louise about setting goals, and Louise says, I don't set goals. Now, here's this woman that has created a multi-million dollar book empire, mm-hmm. right? And she doesn't set goals. I'm like, what is she talking about? And so I said, well, so what do you do? And she just says, well, I tune into my intuition, I set my intention, and then I take daily actions. Now, she's a well-developed individual. She knows how to use her mind mm-hmm. in a very powerful way. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of us, it's really important, I believe, to set goals and or intention mm-hmm. and then track our results. Mm-hmm. You know, Paula, when I first started this, it was hard for me to look at this. I thought I was somebody that really was going to go out and conquer the world and accomplish all my goals. And listen, I would set my goals, I would track them, and I'd get about 50% of the goals that I actually even were able to accomplish. Mm-hmm. I did it over a period of years, though, and it went up. It went from 50, 55, 60, mm-hmm. 75, 85, up to about 90%. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're tracking and you're hitting 90% of your goals, I would suggest that your life is pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I know mine got pretty good.
Definitely.
Doing that.
You know, one of the things I think that's real critical is that we have to acknowledge upfront that we're going to have to make some behavior changes. And that's going to probably require some discipline initially to do, you know, because we're doing something different. And one of the things we talk about all the time on Transition Radio is that change is happening. And if we want change, now we're talking about actually creating change. But for change to actually take place, something has to be left behind, right? For something new to come in, you got to make a space by leaving something behind. And that's a loss. And so we have two things that often happen when we're trying to create change. One, we're grieving the loss of whatever it is that we just had, you know, even if it's not good for us, you know, even if it's 10 extra pounds. And we also are taking ourselves out of our comfort zone because we get comfortable with the familiar, even if it's not good for us, right? We get comfortable with it. So to make that happen, there's got to be a motivational level.
Absolutely.
And, right?
You know, I don't know about you. I wake up in the morning, don't go, oh, I can hardly wait to change my, my poor habits, right? That's not going to happen. So
right.
You're right. We need something there. We need
yes.
a motivation to be able to take us to
yeah.
that level.
Maybe a reward you set for yourself down the road.
A reward? Maybe pay, you know, it's the mind works very well with pain and pleasure. Some of us like rewards. Others like, you know, that like it's a takeaway. Well, I had a fella that he couldn't get to the gym. I said, "Okay, well, Mike, what do you want to do to get to the gym?" And he said, "Well, I said, why don't you give your coach $100 if you don't go to the gym?"
Ooh,
he said, "Well,
one.
That's a good idea." But he said, "I got something better." I said, "What's that?" He says, "I'll eat a can of dog food if I don't go to the gym." Now listen, he didn't eat
either.
A can of dog food, nor would I let him, because I want him as a live client. But you get the point. The
yes.
point is pain or pleasure. So what in your life right now could you do to motivate you to actually let go of just one thing you're tolerating?
Yes.
That's all. It's just like you said,
and
baby
I think
steps,
that's
steps.
Important. One thing. Let's don't start with six, because then it's not likely we're going to change six major things. And also, we want to encourage our listeners to consider one last question before we end this segment. And that would be, what could possibly get in your way of making this change? What could possibly, like, for example, I had a client who wanted to start working out, but the gym she said she was going to go to was a half hour drive. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I get up in the morning, I needed to be 6 minutes away, and that's where my gym is. And I get there, but a half hour drive, and if it had to be on the freeway, probably not going to happen.
That's probably not. So what is going to stand in your way? I think that's a really good question to anticipate yourself. Most of us know ourselves well enough that we understand if there's something that's going to get in our way, we need to know about it. All right. Coming up next segment here, we've got the alternative way, new ways to heal injuries. I can hardly wait for that segment. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to talk about how to get what you want, the success habits that really work.
All right. And we'll be back in just a moment on Transition Radio, exploring the world with you.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Master Life Transition Coach and Grief Recovery Specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing techniques, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Transition Radio, exploring the world of change with you. In this segment, my new co-host Ken D. Foster and I will be exploring what we are calling the alternative view. The alternative view is going to be a segment in which we're going to look at alternative ways of healing. We know that we have lots of good stuff available to us in the medical profession, but we also have other methods going on out there that we would call alternative or compatible methods that are incredible. And Ken has got a story he's dying to tell of his own healing after a very serious injury. So, Ken, tell us about what happened to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm dying to tell it. It almost killed me. Living to tell.
Yeah, I have to stop using that term.
That's fine. So the story is, it goes like this. I'm up in Mammoth at the end of the year. It's December 31st of 2016. I'm coming down a ski slope with my grandson, who's 10, Evan. And it's the end of the day. It's the lights a little off, and we're not going very fast, but he scoots through this mogul field with moguls, for those of you that don't know, are bumps. And I thought, well, I'll just follow him down. Well, as I go down, my ski catches an edge, and all of a sudden I find myself, I'm flying up in the air, and my leg is twisting to the right, and then I come back down, and I hit another mogul, and my leg twists to the left. As it does, I hear this pop, and so I come down, and ouch, yes, ouch. So come to find out, as after the ski patrol gave me a ride down the mountain, that after the x-ray, I found out that I had torn something in the leg. They couldn't see any soft tissue damage, so I went and had an MRI. And then I found out that I had torn the my MCL, my ACL, my medial meniscus, and also I had a bone fracture on my right
my
knee.
Lord.
So I really tore it up. And doctors at the time said, you got about a 10% chance of not having surgery. And I thought to myself, well, I'm going to take that 10%. Because I know the power of the mind, as we're talking about, but I also know that it's really vital to understand, if you're going to use the power of the mind, you want to know what to focus on, what to think about, what to visualize healing, which the MRI and, of course, the doctors. And I was prepared to go down the medical route and go have surgery if needed. But I told the doctor, I said, I want to try something different. I'm not sure what I want to try, but I don't want to have surgery right now. And they wanted to rush me in and get it. I said, no. So I went, and all healing for me is a quest. So this quest took me to the first person I met was somebody, her name is Sharon Edmondson, and Sharon is what we call a Bowen worker here in San Diego.
Bowen.
B-O-W-E-N. I've never experienced it before.
Me either.
But I walked in, and she put me on her table, and she did her Bowen therapy on me, and I would say my pain was at least 70% less when I walked out the door.
Is it an energy therapy
therapy. Yeah, it's a hands-on. And actually, it was developed by an orthopedic surgeon. where he noticed that there were points in the body when positioned properly, would or touched would actually turn on the healing energy, life force energy, to flow back in the brain. The way she explained it to me is it was a disconnection from the brain and the pain, so that when you disconnected it, it would your body could relax and life force energy would flow back in to heal this. So I thought, well, I'll try it, you know, and I did 70% less. And then she gave me a formula to reduce my swelling, and I won't go into that right now, but I'll tell you this. Within 3 days, my leg, which was swollen four times its size, was back to normal within 3 days of applying this salve. Now, it's almost unheard of. I've torn a medial meniscus in my other leg, and it was 2 months till the swelling went down.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I started on that quest. And then I found a Thai massage, a Thai masseuse who was a master trained in Thailand, knew what she was doing. Then I found this Reiki healer, right? And I can, and I went down the traditional route and did physical therapy, right? At a physical therapy place out in Escondido. Well, a long story, I know, but I want to give you the results because it's amazing. After 3 weeks, I was able to get out and ride 60 miles on a bicycle, right?
Oh,
after
my God.
3 weeks.
That's
last month or last week, I just completed a 100-mile bike ride. The leg is back functioning, I'd say 95%.
Wow.
And it's amazing. No surgery. The orthopedic surgeon said, you're good. We haven't seen many cases like yours. So it's alternative. There are other ways, but it is a quest. And by the way, I have great MDs, great orthopedic surgeons, really amazing people along the way. This alternative way may not be for everybody, but it works for me. And my whole point of this is to let you know there are other ways that we can heal. It may not be what you've heard before, but if you're open to it, different things can happen.
Well, you know, one of the things we've learned from the field of quantum physics is everything is energy, right? And our bodies may look solid, but they're really masses of energy vibrating at different frequencies. And I know at the end of my sessions with people, I do something I call energy balancing. And I just work with my hands in their field. I don't actually touch the body. And we have done before and after thermography of these clients. And the same thing has been done with, I'm blanking on the name right now, but it's another energy healing method. Actually, there's a lot of research that's been done. And you actually see changes in the tissue from the client. I have them actually with me. I'll show you at the break, Ken. But in the beginning, you can see the before pictures, there's a lot of yellows and whites and reds, which indicates inflammation.
Like thermal imaging.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, thermal imaging. And after I got done working on this person for probably 20 minutes, it was all shades of blue and purple. Of that was gone. We're talking change in the tissue through an energy method. And that's really what you're saying too. You had dramatic change in the tissue through what was being done energetically. You know, there's such a vast world of healing available to all of us. And that's what we really want to talk about in this segment is all of those different things that are available to us that can make a change, that can make a difference.
And they do make a difference.
Right.
And I was just thinking about my wife, Judy. She puts on the Women's Wisdom event. And that's actually where I met all these alternative healers. Were at her event over the years. They come through. And it's amazing to me the resources we have in San Diego. If we take off our blinders and really can open ourselves up to something new, believe it or not, even though you're hearing me say that and you might be thinking to yourself, oh, I can do that. Most people, that's very difficult to do. They'll say, yes, I could do that. But when it comes down to it, you go with what's comfortable. You go with what you know.
It's familiar.
And it's uncomfortable to go out and to walk into some office like I did several times of these people that, you know, some of them look kind of funky. Some of them like, wow, I'm not sure this is where I would need to be. But being willing and having the courage to do that, we get to change. We get to heal. And that energetic healing is very powerful. You know, like we said earlier in the segment earlier, and the mind is so much more powerful than we give it, credit
hugely
for.
So. You know, I do a lot of work in the field of energy psychology, and in fact, I'm on the board of directors of the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology. And for years, we have been healing people emotionally and physically through one of the methods that we use is called meridian tapping. EFT is very well known to a lot of people. And for years, we didn't know why it worked. We just knew it did. And I think what happens so often to people is they get limited and they're not willing to explore something that doesn't have a mass of scientific studies behind it. Right. Well, I'm happy to say that lots of research is now going on. In fact, I'm the liaison to our research committee, and we have studies now that are showing us how these things work, why they work. Like, for example, tapping meridian points, we now know, sends calming signals to the amygdala, the part of your brain that gets fired up when you're in fear or stress, and basically rewires the brain to say, you can chill even though this reality still exists. So it's very cool that we're now figuring out how and why things work. We were talking about essential oils earlier, and you and I both used an oil called, was it Brain Power?
Brain Power, before we started? Yeah, yeah. It's Young Living Oil Brain Power.
Yeah, to get sharp and have a clear mind. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading recently that oils can be either put on the skin, they can be ingested carefully and only under the supervision of somebody that knows what they're doing. But most often we smell them. And what happens is through the olfactory system, they go right to receptors in the brain, receptor sites in the brain, and they can impact things as varied as heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, memory, stress levels, hormone balance. So you're actually impacting the physical as well as the emotional, because we all know that experience of smelling something and suddenly going back to a feeling you had of being at your grandma's house or with someone you loved or something. So we have this amazing power, both physiologically and psychologically, that happens just with fragrances. I love this quote by Helen Keller. She said, smell is a potent wizard that transports us across thousands of miles and all the years we have lived.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that cool?
That's beautiful. And I'll just acknowledge that the essential oil I used on my leg, I used several of them, but the one that worked is called Pain Away. It's Young Living Oil again, but it's called Pain Away, and I tried a lot of other salves, some medically prescribed and some over-the-counter, and what I found is that's the one that worked for me. And, you know, the cool thing is when you're on a quest like I was, mm-hmm. is that you get to try all these new things. How many people know about energy psychology? How many of you have ever sat down with an energy psychologist like Paula and sat in her presence and been able to take your challenges to her so she can prescribe something that's maybe way outside the box mm-hmm. and would work for you?
Good point. And in our next segment, let's talk about some new things people can incorporate to create better sex habits.
Success habits. Wow. Okay. Well, maybe we'll talk about the sex habits too, but I think we're going to be talking about
that. Was a major Freudian slip.
Success habits.
Success. That's what I meant to say.
S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
We'll be right back as soon as I get my foot out of my mouth.
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Transition Radio, where we're exploring the world of change with you. And upcoming in this segment, we're going to be talking about success habits that really work. That was S-U-C-C-E-S-S, Paula, just so you know.
Okay. I say nothing. I'm saying nothing.
It's great. Well, success habits. We all have habits that are either empowering our lives or disempowering our lives. Mm-hmm. Some of us are aware what those are and some of us aren't. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, one of the success habits that I'd love to talk about is just how we start our day.
Mm-hmm. That's critical.
Don't you think? Mm-hmm. Don't you think? I don't know about you, but I used to start my day. I would wake up and think of all the stuff I have to do, and you know, I wouldn't feel very good. Then I'd go get maybe something to drink, a cup of coffee. I'd read the newspaper, get some more bad news in my head, mm-hmm. and that's kind of how I start my day. Then I'd be off to work and doing
wondering why you felt awful.
And man, I felt bad. By the time I got to work, I was upset. I wanted to you know, go home. I didn't want to do the work. Anybody mm-hmm. relate to that?
Oh, I'll bet you lots of people can.
Yeah, I think so.
I remember a producer I worked with at one point in time when I was in the movie business, and he used to say, I miss New York, because you know, in New York, you got to elbow five people and scream at four people on the subway before you get to the office. You get your blood going.
Oh, well, that is one way to get your blood going.
It was not the way I choose to start my day, but yeah. It kind of got his blood going.
So somewhere along the way, you know, I found a success habit that really works for me. So it took me a while to do it, but I've got to practice now. It's a success habit. I wake up in the morning, and when I just open my eyes, the first day of light that comes in, I start to think about what I'm grateful for. I start to think about the joys that are in my life, in my home life, with my family, with my business, with my work. That's how I want to start to focus my mind and tune into those thoughts that are empowering.
That's
how
lovely.
About you? How do you start out?
You know, the first thing I do is put on my special shawl that I use for meditation, and I meditate. And during my meditation, I also get into gratitude because, for one thing, isn't it great we woke up this morning and we're here to live another day? But that meditation time is so critical to me as a way to start my day that, you know, I mean, if I have to catch a flight at 5:30 in the morning, I'm up at 3 giving myself time to meditate because that's how important I find it is. If I don't do that, the whole day just has a different way of being. It has a different flow, and it's never as smooth. It's never as easy.
It's never as smooth or as easy. So that is my second step I do too, Paula, is I move right into a meditation practice. I believe that there's been a lot of study now around meditation and yoga practices. One here I'm looking at, Harvard scientists find proof of meditation benefit. Mm-hmm. And in this study, they've recently have been able to neural image and use genomics?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
genomics.
Mm-hmm. Technology to be able to study the brain and the psychological changes in greater detail.
Oh, yeah.
And which is really exciting about this information is that they're really finding that meditation has so many benefits, whether it's around stress, whether it's around breath management techniques.
Like heart
when
rate.
We're stressed, right? When you're stressed, heart rate, right? Mm-hmm. What happens? Our breath gets short.
Yep.
It gets quick. Mm-hmm. But when we're able to start to slow down and actually take the life energy out of our muscles, which is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. So we tense and relax those muscles and we start to slow down. What happens is the stress in our bodies just melts.
Yeah.
And then what happens? Why is meditation so important to you, Paula? Why has it been important to you in your life?
I think because it just focuses my mind in a positive direction from moment one when I wake up, rather than, I mean, let's face it, we all have stress that we need to, you know, that's going to happen that day. There's always a list of to-dos that's a mile long. And we've all had the experience of waking up in the night and knowing there's a zillion things we have to do or that we didn't get done the day before. Okay. But my meditation time is my time. I do not allow thoughts of what I have to do that day or what I didn't do the day before to come in. It's my time to be in that blissful, sacred place where I renew myself and where I have some time to focus on what feels good, you know, and what there is to be grateful for. And there's certainly a lot.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, in that Harvard article, what I was reading here is that they found something called the immortality enzyme, which slows cellular aging. Right? That's a result of meditation. Now, I can attest that most meditators I know look much younger than the general population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can just, you know, I'm not a scientist in that sense. I'm not, you know, going out studying that, but I can see it with the people that we know.
It's
amazing.
It's definitely true. Every year when I go to the ACEP conference, the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology, mm-hmm. I'm always commenting that those of us who've been in it since the beginning, which was in the late 90s or the early 90s, all look so youthful.
Right.
There is something to it.
There is. And I would say, just speaking for me, the other benefit that I get is when I realize that I'm the observer of my thoughts, I'm not these thoughts, that I can detach from these thoughts, that I can also choose which thoughts to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
It really is empowering.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So we can go on and on about this because there's a lot of benefits. And I know in further shows, we're going to be talking and bringing in some guests. I know one of the guests that has talked to me about coming is Mark Waldman, who's a neuroscientist, who's a New York Times bestseller, who sold several books. And I think Mark wants to come on in a couple of weeks. So we're working on that.
Great.
We'll,
yeah,
we'll
we've got very cool people coming up. Lisa Nichols will be with us again. And lots of wonderful guests that are going to be bringing our listeners their insights, their wisdom, and their keys to how they've dealt with transitions in their lives in a successful, positive, smooth way.
Well, we have so many people that want to be here to deliver the information and the wisdom that people need to transition their lives. So
yes,
we hope you'll continue to listen to us. Now, Paula, let me ask you, what's coming up for you right now?
Well, actually, I'm about to embark on something new in my practice. And by the way, I would love to encourage any of our listeners who want more information. If they want information from me, you can reach me at 626-864-0756. And what's a number to reach you, Ken?
They can reach me at area code 760-703-9365 or website Ken at Ken D as in Donald, KenDFoster.com.
And my website, PaulaShaw.com. For any information about my book, Grief, When Will This Pain Ever End? Or what's the latest things going on in terms of events or whatever. But the new thing I'm excited about in my practice is I'm creating small groups of two or three clients and I'm calling it small group coaching. And we will deal with different topics in these groups. Like there'll be a group that's dealing strictly with addictions, overcoming addictions. There'll be a group dealing with loss and grief and change in your life. A group dealing with blocks to success. So we're going to have several different categories and several different groups. And I'm excited about it because each person will have time to not only discuss their issues, we'll be able to use those mind-body techniques that I love so much from mindfulness and energy psychology and energy medicine that really help people move much more rapidly and create change in a much smoother, easier way. So that's what I'm most excited about right now. And of course, our whole new show. And what about you, Ken? What's going on in your practice or with Stars of Courage?
Well, my practice, let me just share a thought with our audience real quick. You know, imagine your business being extraordinarily successful. How cool would that be?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, now picture your life as you wake up every day, a sense of happiness, a sense of fulfillment, a sense of money in the bank flowing. You know,
sounds good.
How does that sound, Paula? Does that sound good? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is something that I work on with people all the time. This is something that they can actually have. So if it's something that you would like to explore, you'd like to have a second opinion, you'd like to have a coach in your life, you'd like to take your life to another level in your business, I encourage you. Just go to kendfoster.com and fill out my little form, give me your name and address, and I'll give you a consultation. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about how to take your life to the next level. So I'd also like to share with our listeners that I do have a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. It's called Stars of Courage, and you can find it at starsofcourage.org. And we are bringing life coaches, health coaches, business coaches, those types of individuals that are certified and experienced to people that are in need, people that are living 200% or less of the poverty level. Mm. And we'll coach them once a week for up to 3 years. So if you're somebody that is moved by that, if you know somebody in the community, why don't you go to Stars of Courage right now, starsofcourage.org, and either maybe sponsor them. It's $50 a month to sponsor a star, or go ahead and maybe volunteer or let somebody know about our site. If you'll take the effort right now, I know this, you'll make a difference in someone's life and you'll be able to feel really good about that. Again, what we focus on, we feel.
Yes.
And if you're focusing on contributing, you're going to feel really good. So starsofcourage.org and more to come on that.
I love that. I love that. And we will be looking forward to seeing all of you next week.
Yeah,
and
coming
Ken,
up.
What's coming up?
Yeah, coming up next week, it's going to be all about money. How to make it, how to invest it, how to keep it, and how to give it away. And we have an expert guest on this. His name is Steve Sexton. He's been a money manager and advisor for many, many years.
Yes.
Well-known here in San Diego. Had a local TV show for quite a while, the Silver Hair Tsunami, and several radio shows. So you won't want to forget the myths, Steve. He'll be here next week. And again, don't forget to visit our websites at paulashaw.com and kendfoster.com, where you can find out more about us and subscribe to our new newsletters to find out what we're up to.
And podcasts of the show will always be on my website, I know for sure.
And on mine too.
Yours too. Perfect. And on Facebook.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. We look forward to seeing you next week on the new Transition Radio.
Exploring the world of change with you.
Good evening.